7 o'clock. Well, just how many kaiako teachers have decided not to return to kura? And some say that there are around 4,000, but we don't have the exact numbers. No official numbers have been distributed yet or announced. I'm not even 100% sure whether the minister knows himself. Let's talk to our rangatira in education, Pat Newman from Te Tai Tukurau. He's with us now. Me tuku mihi ki a koe te rangatira. Thank you so very much for joining us here on Irirangi Wātea. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Claudette.
Do you know how many kaiako teachers have left the profession because of this mandatory
vaccination? No, no, and if anyone's telling you they know the figures, even if they're bending around 4,000, tell them to go and take a lotto ticket because they might have more luck.
Yes, yeah, that's the number that we've seen in the media. But of course, everyone is saying that they don't know. People have said, but I guess it is early days, isn't it?
Well, there's a reason behind it, Claudette. I know the figures up here, and I'm not going to tell you them, and I'm being quite straight, because it's not going to help resolve some of the situations by putting the heat on particular schools that might have large numbers or anything else. There's a whole group of people from the ministry and from around other principals working, for instance, up here, which I'm sure is happening all around the country, to try and help these schools through and help to get things going. And for instance, I can tell you up here in Te Tai Tukurau, every school is open, right? Every school is open. And now we're looking forward to what happens in, what do we have to do to ensure in February the same thing happens?
Yeah, well, you see, this is the thing, isn't it? I mean, not so much great, that might be the wrong word, but the government announces mandatory vaccination, fine, kaitapai. But there wasn't any... And this is what we will do to help get the kaiako teachers to Muaki there, and this is what we will help get the schools to that place. And so while there might have been some time, it wasn't that much time, but definitely no strategy to help achieve everybody get over the line in a timely fashion.
Well, yeah, I can't talk for the rest of the country because I'm stuck up here in Te Tai Tukurau because we've got that place called Auckland, you know it, in between us, and it's a bit difficult to get through. But what I can say up here, I have a go at the ministry or anyone if I think it's necessary, but we've been working with the ministry extremely closely up here for at least a month around things and putting out information to principals and all the rest of it. And I'm not making that up. That's the reality of the situation. I'm sad that we're at this situation because I personally would have hoped that people had made the call, but that's their choice. I don't know if you heard what I've been saying because everyone's going on about it being a loss of people's freedom of expression or freedom and individual rights. And I said, yes, it is. But you have the right to choose. But freedom doesn't come free. There's always a price to pay for freedom. And that price for the individual freedom we all have is that we need to take some responsibility for our society and for our kuras and for our communities. Freedom, individual freedom doesn't give you the thing to say that I don't have to worry about anything else.
Yeah, totally agree with you. I'm just wondering again, and I know that I've spoken to you about this, where was the strategy, though, by both the unions and the ministry, though, to ensure that everybody got to the same point in time without this type of pressure and bother? Knowing full well that we don't have enough kaiako, we don't have enough mahita teachers anyway, that a decision like that should not be taken lightly, and it wasn't, but... Where was the strategy to help bring along the numbers with the ministry and the government?
Well, I think you've got to also put it into a reality. And I find it strange sitting here arguing on behalf of the authorities because normally I'm sitting on the other side. But you've got to look at it as a nationwide thing. Now, some areas had no problem at all. For instance, if you look down some of the areas down south, there weren't many at all that didn't vaccinate. If you look up here in Te Taitaukura, we're probably one of the hardest hits because we've had that unusual character that stood for Parliament that kept running around at the last elections and it got some followers. And then we've had a lot tied up with the charlatan from Rotorua who's saying that's all a load of BS. And even up here, we've got we've got families and communities against each other, which is what really I'm so sad about. So when you're looking at it, you really couldn't do a strategy over the whole of the country. But we've came up with strategies up here, which has got us open still with all the classes running, which were, for instance, to get the beginning teachers out into the schools rather than waiting till April and getting their paperwork done, to get LATs in. We've looked at pulling in all the resource teachers and learning behaviour. The ministry even had people working in schools. It was quite interesting because it would have been a good experience for them to remember what it's like to teach, but they've been out working in schools. But, what we had up here is different to what you guys have got in Auckland, which is different to what they've had in South Canterbury. So to have an overall strategy is damned hard. But what's worrying me at the moment is teachers and staff up here, and principals in particular, absolutely running on empty. It was almost like we got to the 15th and then relaxed and bang. If you can understand.
Yes, absolutely. And I guess, the areas that you highlighted, like Canterbury, South Canterbury, those vaccination rates also have to do with the DHB and how well DHBs are working. And they're given that to Tairāwhiti and Northland DHBs are dragging the chain in terms of vaccinations.
Well, it's a number of factors, isn't it? Yep. But I'll tell you something else that has really got up my nose, and I don't mind saying it. I'd like to actually say it to their people, the person. I damn well wish the Ministry of Health in Wellington would actually take some notice of what schools are like and how schools function, because some of the suggestions and guidelines they have come up with are absolutely crap. And I'm sorry to use that language on your radio, but I think people would understand what I mean. But they have. They've got no understanding of how schools function and how kids function, and they sort of issue these edicts that come through education without any understanding whatsoever. So if there's anyone that I think is unprepared, it's the Ministry of Health, and they need to actually talk to principals and teachers about what their edicts mean in reality rather than just tuning them out.
Oh, yes. Yes. That hallowed place called Wellington down there, that's around the Beehive. with all those bureaucrats sitting at their nice tables making decisions for the rest of us.
Oh, eating at Bellamy's too,
Smashed avocado and all of that kind of thing.
Yeah. I shouldn't say I was at Bellamy's last night. I was down 3 weeks ago, should I? But, but it is. They've got no... Health has got the lead on this, if you understand. And it seems to be that what they say has to be what's done. And I would just like to bring some of those people writing those rules up and say, come up here and look at what the reality of the situation is. For instance, now we're supposed to get a register. The guidelines are we have to register all the kids that have been vaccinated if they have. And then we've got to do, there's a whole heap of stuff they've come out on Friday night with the latest gobbledygook, to which I reacted fairly strongly.
Well, what they're asking you to do is to do their mahi for them.
Dead on it. In fact, what I said was, if health wants this to be done, then health can actually supply someone to all our schools to do the job.
Yes, that's
because
right.
I've got enough on my plate. My staff have got enough on our plate. It's their time. If they want the stupidity of how far they want to go with it, then they do it.
Yes, I totally understand what you're saying. And now... Pat, could you also to elaborate for us or give us some clarification, some steer? Children are 12 years and up. Now, they might be outside of your cohort age.
Yeah, they are, but I don't know that much.
Well, but for those tamariki who can be vaccinated, is it mandatory for them to be vaccinated before they return to kura, do you know?
I don't think it is. I think because I heard today that secondary is supposed to have this register up and running, and most of them are that knackered, they haven't bothered at this stage up here. So if there's a register going, it's obviously voluntary. And I know that the latest guff I got from them was that they, if there was, if we went to level three, which is what you guys are at the moment, or if there was a case all the kids coming would have to wear face masks, well, I don't know if people ever tried to keep sort of 8 and 9 year olds wearing face masks in the school. the amount blowing around in the wind would be immense.
Yes. And finally then, our kura who kura Māori, for those that need, really do, very, very thin on the ground in terms of kaiako.
Te reo, aye.
Do you think that there will be an issue with them not being able to fill the gap? So while it's great that kura Ōraki are trying to fill the gaps here, moving people around, when it comes to kura Māori and te reo, that's quite hard to do.
Well, at the moment, even they, they're all open up here, all right? Not everyone. But I can see long term. But what I am hoping is that, one, if people really are genuine and teachers and the rest of it, as I said to some staff, you're depriving 10,000 kids in your future teaching career, because it was a beginning teacher, of your help, of your ability to make a change. And it's based upon some rather spurious ideas, for instance, that we're getting injected with magnetism so they can track us, and yet each person saying that has a cell phone, usually would find my phone on it. So I'm hoping that a lot of those teachers will sit down over the Christmas and say, I'm still not keen, I'm still not happy, but I actually understand that we've got to keep our old people, our kuias, our kumātua, old principals like me safe. And we really still want to teach.
Thank you so very much. Yes. Yeah. Thank you so very much for joining us this afternoon on Irirangi Wāte. We always enjoy speaking with you. E te rangatira, we appreciate very much your time spending with
us. And I enjoy speaking with you, Claudia.
Me tuku mihi.
Take care.